Siguiente.
Date of birth.
10. Yeah.
Okay, and you live here, right? What's your address again here? And you have a cell phone number? What's your cell?
It's connected.
Oh, it's connected? Okay, what's the phone number where we can reach you?
My mom.
Okay, what is the number?
Mm.
Okay, I'll get it from her. Okay, basically, the reason we're here as well is we need to talk to you about Jaime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We talked to Jaime earlier at the hospital, and he basically told us kind of what happened, okay? And he said that you guys were hanging out today, okay? And that you're his girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right. How long have you guys been dating?
We have like a month now.
Like a month? You guys just like dating just steadily, like just you two, seeing anybody else, or just you both of you?
Just us.
Just us, okay. How long have you known him?
Like for a few months.
Did you meet him, where'd you meet him at?
Over there by like, my friend, like, mm-hmm. She like, how do you say like when somebody, she introduced me to him.
Introduced him.
That's how when I started.
Okay, and just so you know, I mean, you're not in any trouble, okay? I mean, obviously, he did say that he knew you and you guys were together when everything happened, and we just want to kind of, you know, just talk to you about what happened, okay? So, you know, don't get nervous or whatever, you know what I mean? We're just trying to figure out what happened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just relax, okay? You know, say you're not in any trouble, okay? So you've been dating him for about a month?
Yeah.
What's his last name?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
How old is he?
18.
Do you know his birthday? No. Do you know when his birthday is? I mean, he's your boyfriend.
No.
No, that's not being a good girlfriend. Where does he live?
Over there by Sulima.
Where?
Sulima.
By where?
Sulima.
Oh, Celine.
No, Sulima.
Oh, by Sullivan. Okay. Do you know the other street? The other street name?
No.
Sullivan and what? Have you heard? Okay. Sullivan. Okay. And you guys were together earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
What time did you guys hook up?
Like when I came out of school.
Mm-hmm.
It was around later, 2 something.
Okay. And what school do you go to?
Here, Santa Ana.
Santa Ana. Okay. And did he meet you there, or how did you guys hook up?
Oh, he met me, over there.
Where?
By Bristol.
He met you over there off of Bristol?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you left school about 2 something,
I walked over there.
And when he met you, how did he come? Did he drive, or was he in a car?
No, sometimes he'll drop me off in the car.
No, but today, when he met you over there off of Bristol. Bristol and what?
Bristol and, I don't know my streets, but it's that Bristol.
Okay. All right. So you walked over there after school.
Mm-hmm.
And did he call you? Did you call him? How'd you guys arrange to meet there?
He called me.
Called you? And what did he say?
To meet him up over there.
To meet you, meet him over there? He told you where to meet him?
Yeah.
Okay, and then when he showed up, how did he show up? Was he in the car? Was he on a bike?
Yeah,
was he
walking?
Okay, he was walking?
Yeah.
Okay, who was he with?
By himself.
He was just by himself? Okay. What was he wearing? Remember?
A white shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And like blue jeans.
White shirt, like a t-shirt, bun shirt, or?
T-shirt.
T-shirt and blue jeans. And he met you there, and where'd you guys go after that?
Just to his friend's house.
His friend's house? Where does his friend live?
By Myrtle.
Myrtle and...
I think it's Shelly or something.
Myrtle and Shelly. Okay. So, did you guys walk over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Which friend is this? What's his name? You don't know his last name? You ever met him?
Yeah.
You know him? Do you know him from through
through him?
Through Jaime? Okay. How many times have you...
I don't know. Many.
Many?
Yeah.
Many times? You don't know his last name, though? Where does he go to school?
I don't know.
Does he go to school?
I think.
You think? How old is he?
16, I think.
About 16? Okay. Is he tall? How tall is he about?
Like me, but taller.
How tall are you?
4'9".
4'9". So he's a little taller than you?
Yeah.
So he's kind of short then? What do you say, 5'1", 5'2", 5'3"?
Yeah, like around 5'3" or 5'4".
How much does he weigh, you think?
I don't know.
Is he thin? Is he chubby?
He's kind of chunky.
He's kind of chunky? How's he comb his hair?
Sometimes spiky.
Spiky? Short spiky?
Yeah,
long spiky? Short. What color is his hair?
Black.
Was it spiky today?
Not really.
But it's short?
Yeah.
It's not shaved, bald, or anything like that?
No.
What color is his eyes?
Black, I'm guessing.
Black, okay. How about, does he have a goatee or anything like that? Or a
no.
Mustache? No. How about the tattoos? No tattoos at all?
No.
What is he wearing today?
I think a black shirt or white.
Black or white shirt? You remember? Was it a black or a white?
I think it was black.
Black. Was it a t-shirt or?
Yeah, a t-shirt.
Remember what kind of pants he was wearing?
He was wearing blue shorts.
Blue shorts. Okay. So you guys, does he live in the apartments over there on Myrtle?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you guys got there, what did you guys do?
Just sit down and play video games.
Okay, and about what time was this?
Like around, when we got there, it was like around 3 something.
About 3 something. Do you know the address there?
Yeah.
2000, 21, 22...
I think 2000.
Okay, what's the apartment number?
I don't know.
You don't know the apartment number? But you know the exact address there?
No, I don't know the apartment number.
Okay. So you guys play video games? For how long?
For like 2 hours or something.
About 2 hours, so maybe like 3 to like 5 or so. And then what you guys do after that?
I think just walk around.
Where'd you guys walk? The three of you guys?
Yeah, only us two. Because he was walking me to the bus stop because I wanted to come home already.
Oh, so didn't walk with you guys? Okay, so you guys walked to which bus stop?
The one on Daisy.
Daisy and First?
Yeah.
Okay, and what happened there? What'd you guys do there?
Waited for the bus.
Did the bus come?
It did, but we missed it.
So where'd you guys go after that?
We came walking over here.
You came walking all the way this way?
Yeah.
Okay. Which way did you guys go down? First Street?
No, it was down Walnut.
Okay. Did you guys go to the school?
To the school?
Yeah. Did you guys go to Santa High School?
We passed through it.
But you didn't go into it?
No.
Okay. Where'd you guys go? You came down Walnut, and then where'd you guys go?
We were right here in the back.
Hanging out here in the back?
Yeah.
Okay. And keep in mind, we spoke to Jaime, okay? So he told us what happened, okay? So that's why we're asking you, you know? We want to make sure you tell us the truth as well, like he did, okay? Just being honest, you know, about what happened. So we understand, you know, things happen. But he said you were with him the whole time. So we just kind of want to make sure that, you know, what you tell us is the same thing he's going to tell us. You know what I mean? That way we don't think that you're going to lie or something like that. Mm-hmm. So who was hanging out here in the alley?
It was me and him and my brother and his other friend.
Your brother and his other friend? Your brother that lives here?
Mm-hmm.
What brother is that? Okay. And who else was hanging out with you guys?
His friend.
Who's his friend?
I think
his friend?
Yeah.
How old is
like 16.
I
know,
is he?
Not here.
Where's he at?
At his friend's house.
At his house?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys were hanging out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
We were hanging out here, and then Jaime, he started drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he got drunk or something,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, he started walking down Santa High School, and then we were walking on back of him, because he was really drunk, and I didn't want nothing to happen to him,
mm-hmm.
so we were walking behind him, and then suddenly I see him running, and then people running after him, and saying, oh, call the police,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know, why.
Okay. So, when you guys were hanging out here, Jaime was drinking?
Yeah.
And did he get drunk?
I think he did. He was, fine.
Okay. About what time was this?
I'm not sure if it was, night already. Around 8.
It was already kind of dark?
Yeah.
Okay. So, he started walking that way?
Yeah.
In the alley? And where did he go?
I don't know, he was just saying he was going to go somewhere.
Did you followed him, right?
Yeah, but not really. Mm-hmm. Just when I saw people running after him, that's when I saw him.
So how far did you see him go?
Down Walnut.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped at Walnut and Flower.
You stopped at Walnut and Flower?
Yeah.
And what did he do there?
I couldn't see because it was dark, but then I saw him coming back running or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
What was he saying when he was running?
Nothing, he was just running.
And who was chasing him?
People from Santa Ana High School.
How do you know they were from Santa Ana High School?
Because they were right there.
Were they guys, girls?
Guys.
How many
guys were chasing him?
How many guys were chasing him?
Four.
Four guys? What do these guys look like? Were they younger or older?
Older.
But how old would you say?
In their 30s.
In their 30s? Do you remember what these guys looked like?
No.
No, you just saw they were like Mexican guys, Hispanic guys, white guys, American black guys. Hispanic, okay. Remember what they were wearing?
Dressing clothes.
Like dressy clothes? Like us? Like this? Or
yeah, kind of.
With ties or no ties?
Some
half-time. Oh, yeah. So, dress clothes. Okay. And they chased him which way?
Down this way.
Down Walnut?
Yeah.
And did they come into the alley, or which way did they run?
Yeah, they came into the alley, I saw them.
Okay, and then what happened after that?
Then that's when I heard everything.
What did you hear?
The gunshots and that.
Okay, where were you? Okay, when you saw him running back, these people chasing him, where were you at exactly?
I was coming behind them,
uh-huh.
and then I just came home because I got scared.
Okay, so they were chasing him. You were were you running behind him?
No, I was walking.
You're walking behind him. How far were you from him when when he came into the alley? Where were you?
It's I was where the entrance is at, and then he was already on the street. So it was kind of
So he was on the street, and you were in the entrance of the alley?
No, the entrance of the school.
Of the school, okay.
I was really walking. Makes more sense.
Okay. And you saw him go into the alley, right?
Yeah.
And you saw the people chasing him.
And that's when.
And then what did you hear?
That's when I heard the cops say stop.
Okay. Well, these people that were chasing him, were there cops? Do you see cops chasing him too?
No.
You don't see cops chasing
just
him?
Just people. People on their phones, mm-hmm. talking, like calling the police.
Okay. So when he came in the alley, he was being chased by these people who were wearing dressy clothes. You were still by the entrance of the high school. Mm-hmm. And then you continued. Did you run this way or did you walk?
I walked. That's when I got home, mm-hmm. and I was in my room and I was watching TV. And then that's when, like, I heard suddenly somebody say, like, stop. And then I heard the gunshot.
Okay. When you came, how did you get home? Which way did you come?
This way down.
You didn't come through the alley?
No.
You came through the front?
The front.
And you went up to your room, yeah. or what? Okay. And how many minutes or seconds after that did you hear people sounding or gunshots?
Like, it was fast. Like, I don't know. But it was fast.
So as soon as you got home, how many? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
I said like a minute.
Like a minute? So it was pretty fast.
Yeah.
So how many gunshots did you hear?
It's like 4.
What'd you do after that? Did you look out the window? Did you?
No, I got scared. Mm-hmm. I started crying.
You started crying? Okay. Did you go outside?
Yeah, I came down here.
And what did you see out here?
There's the cops and then.
Did you go out to see him?
No, I couldn't. I was scared.
Okay. Did you sure you weren't with him when he was shot? You weren't. You
no,
weren't,
I wasn't
you,
with him.
You weren't with him. Okay. So how do you know he got shot then?
Because I heard, and then I heard him screaming.
What was he saying?
Like, I'm dying or something like that.
So you weren't sure if he got shot, but you thought he probably got shot because of what he was saying.
And, yeah.
Okay. What else did you hear?
Just when the ambulance arrived.
Okay. Did you hear the officers say anything?
No, just no. that.
Okay. Okay. So they were saying stop. How many times did you hear him yell stop?
Like 2 times.
And how do you know it was a police officer's?
Because it sounded like that.
No.
They're like, stop right there.
Well, stop right there. So you recognize when police yeah. officers, you're used to, you've heard police officers yell yeah. people, stop, stop. So they're saying just stop, stop. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you didn't go out there and talk to the police officers?
Mm-mm.
No? How come?
I don't know, I was just scared.
Mm-hmm. Who else was with him when he was running?
But guess by himself.
You didn't see anybody else running? No. Where was your brother and who's the other guy you told me? His friend. Gabriel, you said? No, Carlos. Where were Pedro and Carlos at when he was running?
Right, they were sitting down in the main entrance of Santa Ana.
Well, they were over there? Did they come back this way?
No.
No? Okay. Emily sleep here at home?
Sometimes.
He doesn't come home normally, or? How old is he?
16.
Does he hang out with Jaime a lot?
He doesn't really know him.
Doesn't really know
he
him?
He knows that he's my boyfriend.
Huh?
He just knows that
oh, okay.
he's my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. So he's not, he doesn't regularly hang out with Jaime?
No.
Okay. Tonight here at your house?
I don't know.
How about and Jaime know each other?
No.
No. So, but he's not yeah. Jaime's friend. Okay. Here's another thing that Jaime said that, and you got to be honest, okay? Because like I said, you know, we talked to him and he told us what happened and why he was running and all that, okay? Mm-hmm. And he told us that he sometimes carries a gun, okay?
Yeah.
And he says, I mean, you're aware of that. You don't like him carrying a gun.
No, I've told him.
But you told him that, you know, he shouldn't be carrying guns, you know? But he says that you don't like that.
I know.
You know what I mean? You told him, you know, he shouldn't be doing that because he can get in trouble, right? How many times have you seen him carry the gun?
Well, Well, this is the first time we see him carry it.
Yeah. Was it what kind of gun does he carry?
I think that one was a pellet gun or something. I don't know.
A pellet gun? The one he was carrying today?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you first see the gun he was carrying today? Did he like show it to you?
Yeah, he showed it to me at his house.
At his house?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you go to his house?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me you went to his house.
Yeah, I sometimes go to his house.
Okay. Okay, when was the first time you saw the gun he was carrying today?
I don't remember the date, but yeah.
No, today. When did you see him with the gun today? Yeah.
I saw something sticking out of his shirt, and then I asked him what it was, and then he's like, oh, the gun. And I was like...
Where were you guys standing when you asked him that? Was it when you guys were in the alley?
We were walking over here to the alley.
Before you hung out in the alley with your brother and Carlos?
Yeah.
So he was walking, you were walking with him.
Yeah, and
then was it in his right waistband, left waistband?
Right.
Right here?
This is right.
Okay. Did he lift the shirt up to show it to you, or?
No, I saw something sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I felt it, and then I was like, you brought the gun, huh? And
oh.
He was like, yeah.
Mm. So you touched it?
Yeah, that's
you felt
when I
it.
Got mad.
Yeah. And then what did you asked him, oh, you said you brought the gun,
mm-hmm.
and then he said, yeah, okay. And then what did you tell him after that?
Nothing, I just did quiet.
Okay. And I guess he was kind of playing with it out here and stuff.
That's what I was guessing too, because that's why some people were running.
Yeah. What happened? I said, he told us, but I mean, I need you to tell me also because...
Well, I didn't see because he was far, but mm-hmm. I just saw when, I guess, a lady started screaming or a guy,
mm-hmm.
and then they were like, call the police. That's when I saw him running.
Okay, was he running, was a gun in his hand at that time?
I think so.
Yeah, did you see him running with the gun in his hand?
Yeah, and then he wasn't even listening to me. I asked him, what are you doing? And he just kept on running.
Yeah. So when you saw him running, it was from the high school, running back this way. Now, did you see the gun in his hand as he's running from the high school?
Yeah. Like hiding it in his sweater or something.
But was it in his hand first and then he hit it, or how was he?
In his hand first.
Which hand? It was in his hand first.
Yeah.
Is he normally carrying his right hand or left hand?
Right, I think.
Right. Like, which part of the waistband does he normally carry it? Like, if that's... Like, if I'm him, where is it? Here? Here?
Like, over here.
Over here. So when you saw him running from the high school, you say you saw it in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Was it in his right hand?
I think.
Yeah. And then what did he do after that as he's running with it in his hand?
Run to the alley.
But did he have it in his hand the whole time he was running in the alley, to the alley? Or what did he do?
What
did
he
do?
He threw it.
Okay. And that's what he said, you know, but here's the thing. I know you saw him throw the gun,
mm-hmm.
okay? Where did you see him throw the gun at?
By some bushes in Santa Ana.
By where?
Some bushes in Santa Ana.
Bushes in Santa? Okay. If I take you over, can you just show me, because I need to point the exact spot where,
mm-hmm.
where can you show me where he threw it?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do that now, or you want to?
I have questions for him.
Okay.
We'll do it.
How many times have you seen him carry that gun?
This is my first time.
No, you said earlier you saw him carrying the gun before.
No, not carrying it out, like in
uh-huh.
the street, just in his house.
Oh, in his house.
Yeah.
But it's the same gun that you saw him today.
Yeah.
Okay. How many times have you seen him with that gun?
Like 2 times, the second time.
Did he tell you where he got the gun from?
No.
Did you ask him, hey, where did you get the gun, or whose gun is that, or, no? What does it look like?
It's big and it's black.
Black? Big and black?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, do you know the difference between a semi-automatic handgun and a revolver?
No.
Okay. You know the revolvers are the ones, you know, seen the cowboy guns in the movies, the little cylinders, the old cowboy guns, that's a revolver. The semi-auto are like these, where they have... This is a semi-auto. Is it sound similar to that?
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Yeah.
Is it bigger than this or the same size? Or
it's bigger.
Bigger? It's a big gun, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, this is what we're going to do. If you don't mind, we'll drive with my partner and I down there. And just kind of tell us where you saw him. Oh, we can walk, actually. Is it that far? Not that far,
no,
is it?
It's too
far. Oh, okay. I kind of get lost where I'm at, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it cool? Hey, so after school is when you started hanging out with him, right? He called you?
Yeah, after school.
Okay. You never came home? You just went straight over there?
No, I came home and I told my mom, well, I'm going to go with my boyfriend. That's okay. What I
meant. So when you got out of school, he called you?
Yeah.
Now, how can he call you when you just told us your phone doesn't work?
My aunt's phone.
What do you mean, your aunt's phone?
My aunt's phone, she lives as far.
Is that a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. When he went walking by himself, who was with you walking behind him?
When?
When you went following him towards Santa Ana High School.
Nobody was walking behind him.
Were you by yourself following him? Just you?
Oh, my brother and his friend.
Okay, so is the three of you all together?
Yeah.
Do you know how far he was ahead of you?
He was kind of like far.
Did you ever tell him to come back, or were you
going? Yeah, we kept on telling him come, like, that he could stay in my house, and he just kept on walking.
Well, let me first ask you this, sorry. Are you okay? Are you hurt in any way?
It hurt that.
No, like physically, not.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay. You saw him at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
You said, did you say you saw him talk to some people and then started running?
I think he was talking to somebody, to some guy at Santa Ana. I don't know if he was, like, training him or something, and then that's when I heard everybody running.
How many times did he point the gun at that guy?
I don't know if he pointed it because I couldn't see. We were far.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Did you ever see him take out the gun? Did you when he was walking, did he have the gun?
No, I just saw when he was running with the gun.
When he walked from here towards Santa Ana and you followed behind him, did he have the gun in his hand?
No.
Okay. But he had it with him?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever seen bullets for this?
No.
You said earlier, you said it was a BB gun, or you think it's a BB gun, or you don't know?
I think it's like a pellet gun or something.
Do you know for sure, or you don't know? Why do you think of that?
Because it has like a little tank.
A little tank, okay. Okay. What color is the tank?
Silver.
And where's the tank at?
In the gun.
Do you know what part of the gun? At the top, where you hold it?
When you hold it.
Okay, so there's a tank. Is it kind of like broken or something that you can see it? The tank?
I think so.
Okay. Did he ever point it at anybody tonight that you know of?
No.
Okay. When he came running towards you, and people were chasing him, what did he tell you?
No, he wasn't running towards me. He was running towards the alley. I was, like, separated from him.
Yeah, but first he's walking towards Flower, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were behind him?
Yeah, like, far.
Then he started running towards you?
Yeah, when he came back running.
That's what I mean. When he had to pass you, right?
Yeah.
Did he say anything to you?
No, he just kept on running.
Did he had the gun in his hand at that time, right?
Yeah, he was like trying to hide it, I guess. That's when he ran.
How was he trying to hide it? What do you mean?
Like hiding it in the plants.
Okay. Did he throw it? Did he hide it? Did he place it?
He like placed it.
Okay. Well, obviously we don't want any kids to get a hold of that gun. Okay, so it would be helpful if you can tell us where it's at so we can get it and that way no little kid can get that because that's actually dangerous. Okay. When he came running back here, towards the alley, that's the last place you saw him. You weren't with him?
No, I wasn't with him. That's the last place.
Any reason why those people that were at Santa Ana High saying that you were with him?
Oh, I don't know. I was not with him. I just came home. Because I got mad because he was acting dumb because he was really drunk and I just came home. And that's when I heard the police.
Well, this time we're talking to you for about an hour now. You haven't asked how he's doing.
Well, yeah, I'm worried about...
Do you know how he's doing?
No.
Nobody's called you? Nobody's texted you? Nothing like that? Okay. Well, he's at the hospital. Obviously, he's fine since he's talking to us. He's going to live. Okay? I don't have anything else.
Okay, you know what we're going to do? We just walk down there. Just show us where it's at, that we can grab it, and then we're almost done, okay? Then I'll explain to your mom as well what's happening, okay?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, hold on. One more question. Did he give you anything?
No, he didn't give me anything.
Anything like any money or anything like that to hold? Okay. So go ahead and get your shoes and come back down.
Señora, lo que va a pasar, estamos hablando con ella, su novio, el muchacho que está involucrado en eso, y aparentemente él posiblemente tiró una arma, ¿ok? En unos matorrales, ¿cómo se dicen? Bushes, unas plantas, y nos va a enseñar ahorita dónde, porque si hay una pistola, un arma, nosotros tenemos que agarrarla porque no queremos que un niño o alguien encuentre.
Pero ella ya estaba acostada.
No, pero ella estaba con él antes de que pasó esto. Por eso. Vamos más a caminar con ella, nos enseñó. Ahorita regresamos. Si se puede quedar aquí con nosotros. Ahorita venimos a hablar con usted, ¿ok? Gracias, señora. Pero ella no está en problemas ahorita. Ella no está en problemas, señora.
Estamos aquí arriba.
It's okay. I'm kind of telling your mom, kind of explaining it, but I don't want to keep it too much, ¿ok?
Señora, ¿cuál es su teléfono aquí?
Come over here, Justin. Okay, bust. Yeah, yeah, she's good. I told her mom.
No, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name? Just
Hyman. Oh, no, 3 year. Okay, just show us the way. No, just slow down, though. Slow down. Oh, let's go this way. We'll go this way.
I think the cops are still back there.
Oh, that's true. We are hot. FYI.
Okay. He never told you what they call him?
No.
Let's go to the other side.
We are
hot.
Yeah. What grade are you in?
11.
You gonna graduate next year?
I hope so.
Gotta try. What do you want to do when you graduate? When you're done with school?
I want to have a job.
You don't know what you want to be?
I want to be like a doctor.
Yeah. As long as you're something, you know? Just show us where, but don't grab it, okay? Okay, just show us. We'll walk all the way over there. You have school tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is it inside the school or outside the school? Outside, okay.
Right there, in those bushes right there.
Those bushes.
Next to the tree?
By the wall. Where were you at? Where were you standing when you saw that?
Like all over there.
Like over here?
Yeah, where there's little light from
there. Okay. You just stay here. So you were over there by the lights?
Yeah.
And you saw him walk over here? Do you remember where part of the bushes you put something in?
Yeah, like where
he's
at. Right there.
Kind of like where he's at? Where?
Where? Right there in the corner. Yeah, that's where I found
it. You sure?
Yeah. I don't know if you probably got it or...
Mm-hmm.
Because after that, I didn't see him running with it.
No.
No.
So, when you saw him running with the gun, where did you first see him running? From where?
I saw him already from right here, from where that punch is at.
Mm-hmm.
And then
from that parking lot? This parking lot?
Yeah, like where that entrance is.
Uh-huh.
I saw him running. And then he came here. I don't know if he left it there. I don't know. And then he came, and then he started running towards the alley over there.
So he's running. So you saw him running from there. He came over here?
Yeah.
And you saw him put something?
Put or getting something. But I just saw him right there.
Uh-huh. And then from there, where did you go?
Right into the alley.
Right into the alley. Okay. When you saw him, did you run after him?
No, I was just staring at him. Like, mm-hmm. What is he doing?
Mm-hmm.
Just when everything happened, we were sitting down right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just looking at him, and I knew he was drunk because he was, like, falling, and then he told me to stay in my house because he's drunk. I didn't want him to go like that because he could have got the cop. And I asked my brother and his friend to help me take him home, but they wouldn't help me.
How far did you get following him?
Just right here.
Right by here?
I was right there, and then he was already running over there.
And then can you show me what he was doing? Over here that you saw?
I think he left or grabbed something from there. I don't know.
But what was it? What do you mean by that? Like, did he bend down?
Because he was running down and, like, looking for something or trying to find where to put it.
Did you ever see him throw anything?
No.
Did you ever hear anything land on the ground or anything?
No.
And you stood here following him. You saw him go all the way down there?
Yeah, I was standing right here where those lights things are at, and I saw him from far away.
Right, what about here? You and your brother and his friend over there?
Okay. Yeah.
So when you saw him from here, then he kept running that way?
Yeah.
Did you see anything in his hand after that?
No.
No?
I didn't see anything.
Did he ever come back and pick anything up?
No.
Did you pick anything up?
No, I didn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How about your brother or his friend?
No?
Did they see him put it there too?
I don't know because they were just standing there, like looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if they grabbed it.
Okay.
Because I walked straight home.
Okay. Jim, FYI, her brother and his friend were also there, so she's not sure if they came over and picked anything up. So. Do you have any guns in your house?
No.
No? in your room. Do you have a room to yourself?
Yeah.
So how many times have you seen this gun again?
Only 2 times.
2 times? At his house?
Yeah, 1 time at his house and then this time today.
Oh, okay. What was the second time you've seen it?
Yeah.
You didn't see him pointing at people today?
No.
No? What did you think he was doing with those people? I mean, in your mind, what did you think?
In my mind, I was like, he took out the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then first I saw him sitting down right there. I don't know what he was doing. I think he was drinking or something. I don't know. So he was sitting down for a while, and then he got up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he saw. I don't know. Like, I just saw him like getting towards somebody, and then that's when I saw him running over here. And then some lady yelled, "Call 911."
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I saw him running.
What did you think he was doing over there with those people and the gun?
How do you point it at them?
Yeah. Why do you think he would point the gun at people?
I don't know. In my mind, I thought, he dropped it and they saw it and they got scared.
Oh. And it was kind of awesome. Have you ever seen him use the gun on anybody?
No.
Or have you ever seen him rob anybody?
No.
No? Has he ever talked about jacking people and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if he uses drugs? Probably. Yeah, what kind of drugs do you think he might use?
I think just that.
Just what?
Weed.
Weed? Just weed?
I guess so.
No meth?
No.
No.
And
no other drugs? So weed and drinks? I know he's from Myrtle. What's Myrtle? What do they call him?
Slim.
Slim, yeah. How long has he been from Myrtle?
I don't know.
Is your brother from Myrtle?
No.
No?
No.
How about his friend? Who's his friend again?
His friend, I don't know. I don't
know. Yeah. What was his friend's name again?
Myrtle.
Huh?
That's his friend at Myrtle.
Yeah. That guy's from Myrtle, right?
No.
No?
No, he's a normal guy.
Oh, is he? Oh.
He talks to him.
Well. So you didn't meet him at school? Is that how you guys met? No?
Who?
You didn't meet, Jaime, you didn't meet him? No?
No, not at school.
You met him through a friend?
Yeah, I met him by my friend.
Oh. Sorry. No, not yet.
You want me to tell him?
Sure.
I'll step away then.
Yeah. Actually, hey, Jim. I think we're done here for now.
Yeah, unless you have any other questions out there.
Not really. I've been asking more follow-up questions about this, but...
Yeah. Yeah, any other follow-up questions? Other than that, I don't think...
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go first.
So you didn't see him point the gun at these people?
No.
You just think he did because they were chasing him and he was running with a gun in his hand? Okay. All right.